When my daughter was born, I dreamed of raising a child free of gender stereotypes. There would be no pink or blue bedrooms in our house, and definitely no Barbies or G.I. Joe. Instead, I would have this perfect middle ground, where a child was free to think and grow into his or her own person, without all the trappings of labels. Reality arrived quickly, however, when my friends and family converged on the hospital with the pinkest, frilliest dresses and stuffed animals they could find. Realizing gender-free was not possible, I chose compromise, buying dresses in blue and white and interspersing them with black vinyl pants. Throughout the years, I've watched my daughter grow into a bright, funny, and thoughtful person. In elementary school, tutus quickly became her favorite accessory. Often worn with boots and a fantastic t-shirt, her tutus were a statement on modern girl power and a world where Barbie dolls could live comfortably amongst rock collections and science books. Her spirit soared as boots and tutus became all the rage amongst her peers, and while she honed her incredible sense of humor with sarcasm, which is the native language in our house, she also embraced social justice, standing up for the bullied and misunderstood. Middle school began to chip away at her confidence, like it has so many before her. By sixth grade, the tutus were put away, and in their place hung jeans, t-shirts, and plaid button-ups. Her jokes became less frequent, and she began to fade, just a little. It was also around this time she confessed to me she didn't feel pretty and wanted to try something new, beauty pageants. To be honest, at the words beauty pageant, my thoughts raced to TLC's Toddler in Tiaras, the show where young girls prance around in makeup and sequins. However, I also knew this was something she felt she needed, so I agreed, but with ground rules. No makeup, no bathing suits, and the pageant had to have an educational element, like public speaking, as well as an emphasis on the whole person. Once that was decided, we celebrated by watching Little Miss Sunshine, the indie film about a family of misfits whose daughter, Olive, enters a beauty contest. Billed as a comedy, the movie to me is a fierce love story, peaking as the whole family rallies around Olive, even joining her on stage to show their support. 6 months later, armed with Little Miss Sunshine, a spectacular dress, and lessons from a fabulous pageant coach, we embarked on our first pageant, which was an overwhelming experience, to say the least. You see, not only did I select the largest competition in the state, I quickly discovered I did not have the skills to navigate the world of sparkles and big hair. We were up against the pros, the families who had vehicles filled with clothing racks, wheeled hair salons, and sparkly t-shirts announcing their child the winner. These are the mothers who have mastered pageant hair, while the mere thought of backcombing sends me running for the safe haven of my books and NPR. Despite my shortcomings, my daughter navigated the whole event with a grace that left me awestruck. She was superb in the personal introduction and shone in the formal competition. And while most girls pronounced their dreams of becoming teachers and fashion designers, she was the only one who declared entomology, or the study of bugs, as a future career, confusing the MC who had never seen the word before and making me grin. Over the years, she's continued to grow her skills, both in and out of sequins. And although she's more comfortable on stage than talking to her teachers, or, God forbid, boys, she's built upon her pageant experiences, developing interests in competitive acting and improv, which will do her well in whatever career she chooses. Whether it's entomology or sketch comedy. And though I have still yet to perfect pageant hair, as well as a few other basic skills, I'm so proud of my daughter for choosing her own way. Between us, though, when it comes to being a pageant mom, I'd much rather be the mother from Little Miss Sunshine than Honey Boo Boo's Mama June any day. But I see your true colors shining through. For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Dennis-Smith.